You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Thank God. Amen. For being here today and for what God is doing. Amen. Want to invite you out tonight. Come on out to the services tonight. Amen. Praise God. We have a guest speaker here tonight, and you need to come and hear it and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And then Friday night, another guest speaker. And then, amen, praise the Lord, on Sunday, I'll be there ministering. It's pastoral day. I'll be there ministering under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on out and be blessed. Let God have his way in your life. Amen. Because God want to bless you. He want to move in your life. He want to bring you deliverance. Amen. Whatever you need, God will do it for you. I want to talk to you today from Matthew, St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Amen. And it read, and Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and said, now this was the time that Jesus was speaking to people in parables. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving you, amen, our earthly, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Earthly example, praise God, with a heavenly meaning. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And you need to hear. Amen. Because he speak to you in parables, let you know, amen, what you need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Amen. And Jesus began to tell him in the parable that there was, amen, a certain king, amen, glory to God, that made a marriage for his son. And I want you to know, amen, God honor marriages. Marriages is great in the sight of God. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's what he wants you to do, amen. But this is not talking just about the natural, but it's giving you, amen, hallelujah, talking about heavenly, amen. And sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding. Amen. Hallelujah. And they would not come. The most, amen, hallelujah, thing about life is that when you call people to marriage, amen, glory to God, and it's the same in the spirit. When you call people to a wedding, amen, glory to God, they need to come. Amen, glory to God. But many of them don't want to come because they don't want to change. They want to get, don't want to get it right. Amen. Somebody invites you and you don't come. Amen. Praise God. That's a sad situation. Amen. When you're invited to a wedding that a king invites you to, you need to come on. Amen. And that's what I'm telling you today. The king is inviting you to a marriage. The king is inviting you to a wedding. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to rise up and come. You need to rise up and get yourself in order so that you can come. Fourth verse, amen, hallelujah. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Amen. Glory to God. He told another servant, amen, I got everything ready. I want you to know he's got everything ready. You, amen, need to come to this dinner. You need to come to this feast. You need to come and be blessed. Amen. Because God want to bless you. He want to bless your life. And that's why he's standing at the door knocking. Amen. Say amen. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Open up and I'll come in. Praise God. That's all you got to do. He wants to come in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's inviting you to come, and you need to get up and come. Come unto the marriage. Come unto the wedding. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But many of you, hallelujah, glory to God, about your own business. You're doing what you want for yourself. Amen. Praise God. But I want you to know, it's time to stop now. It's time, amen, to get your life together. It's time to get your house in order, because God is inviting you to the wedding. Amen. Hallelujah. But the fifth verse said, but they made light of it. Many times people make light of what you're telling them. They make light, amen, of what God is doing. They make light of the heavenly King. They make light of the heavenly Father. Amen, praise God. But you better rise up, glory to God, and don't make light of it. The enemy is around. Satan is around. Amen, he's trying to trap you. He's trying to trick you. Amen. And so, therefore, you got to get your mind together and let the devil know, I'm not going to pay you attention. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Amen. And that's what happened in these times and these days. Amen. We go on our way. Amen. Go about doing what we want to do. But it's time to do what God say do. It's time to take heed to his word. It's time to listen and obey his word. Praise God. And the Bible say, and the remnant took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Look, amen, hallelujah. The world gets so mad that they want to slay you. They want to, amen, destroy you because you're telling them the right thing, because you're giving them the right, amen, praise God, example, amen, and you're telling them the right thing, and they don't want to do it. So they took the servant and slew him. Praise God, hallelujah. How would you slay God's people? How would you slay God's anointing? How would you slay somebody that God sent to get you help? Praise God, God is sending people to help you today. You need help. You need to come to God. You need to seek God. You need to call on him with all your heart and with all your might. Amen. Glory to God. And you need to turn to him. The seventh verse say, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up the city. Oh, I tell you, amen, hallelujah. It's something when God has to take vengeance over people because what they do. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. It's awful when he got to take out vengeance because he's trying to help you. Amen, he's trying to deliver you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He will not let all of his people be destroyed because you don't want to listen, because you don't want to hear. Amen. Glory to God. How dare you would come against the people of God? How dare you would come against the work of God? You better fear God. You better come now. Amen. And seek God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You better come now and turn to God because God is sending help for you. But if you will not listen, he that have an ear, let him hear. If you will not turn to God, if you will not come to God and rend your hearts and not your garment, hallelujah, glory to God. God want to save you. God want to deliver you. He want to bless you. He want to bring you out. He does not want to destroy you. He don't come to destroy you. That's the devil's job. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he can turn you in the hands of the devil if you be rebellious and unruly. And if you will not hear, if you stubborn, hallelujah, stiffen your neck and hallelujah, harden your heart and get stubborn against him, he will destroy you and destroy you without remedy. Oh, hallelujah. Then the eighth verse say, then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, God wants you to be worthy. You need to be worthy to come. Amen, hallelujah. But if you rebel, if you go against God, hallelujah, if you have other excuses, and that's the problem. Many of you have so much excuses. Oh, I want to tell you, it's not time for excuses. He inviting you to the wedding. Hallelujah. He's preparing it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what he said to David. I'll prepare you a table in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. God is preparing the table. He's preparing the dinner for you. And all you need to do is get yourself ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And get yourself ready and come. Hallelujah. He said, amen. Said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Oh, hallelujah. God wants you to be worthy. Get yourself ready. Amen. Arm yourself and get ready to come to this wedding. And he said in the 9th verse, go ye therefore unto the highways, and as many as ye find, bid to the marriage. Oh, hallelujah. God will send you out, amen, to a people, amen, glory to God, that need to be fed, a people that want to be fed. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, blessed are they, the Bible say, that are hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. God wants you to be hungry after them. He wants you to be thirsty after him. Praise God, he wants you to come to the wedding. Hallelujah, he's bid you to come. Praise God, hallelujah, go out. Go into the highways. Go out where they are. Go out where, amen, they're burdened and where they're down. Go out where they're crying and where they're lonely. Go out where they're in distress and depressed. Go get them, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Many of them need God. They are homeless. They are down and burdened. Praise God, hallelujah, in many different kind of situations. But God can help them. There is help out there. You need to come to Jesus. You need to turn to Jesus because there's help. He's bidding you to come, and you need to come and get help. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found. That's what we got to do. We got to get them out. Amen. Bring them from the east and from the west. Get them out of the bars. Amen. Hallelujah. Get them out of the club. Get them from off the streets. Amen. Get them out of their homes. And amen. Bring them to Jesus. He's calling them. He's calling them from everywhere. Come on to my marriage. Come on to my supper. Amen. Come on and be fed. Come on and get filled. Hallelujah. God wants you to be filled. Amen. So they went out and got them. Amen. Hallelujah. And brought them in. Hallelujah. Many of them came in, both bad and good. The wedding was furnished with guests. Oh, I tell you, amen. I tell you, God's going to fill his house. I don't care what the devil say. Amen. People, many of them, they don't know. They've been taught many different things. Amen. Taught the wrong thing. But oh, hallelujah. They need to know God. They need to come to God. And I believe many of them ready. A lot of them are innocent. They've never, amen, hallelujah, known about going to church. Praise God, hallelujah. Never known about God being real. But God is real. And God is a spirit. And they that worship him must do it in spirit and in truth. Amen. They went out and got all of these guests. Oh, hallelujah. And they came in and the house was filled. Oh, we got to go out. We've got a work to do. We got to get out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let them stay lost. I know many of them are lost, wandering up and down, wondering which way to go, wondering which way to turn. Praise God, they've tried everything. Oh, glory to God, and it's not working for them. But I want you to know, when you tried everything and it's not working for you, you need to come to Jesus. You need to turn your life over to Jesus. You need to seek God. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he's near. Praise God, where's the ones? Amen. Hallelujah. The labors. Jesus said the harvest is great, but the labors are few. And God is saying, pray that we have labors in the vineyard. It's time now to get the labors out there. Amen. We got to do street work as never before. Oh, what happened to the tent revivals? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know they don't want it. Hallelujah. But we've got to get out there. Amen. Hallelujah. And compel them to come. Come. Come like you are. God want to save you. He want to deliver you. 11th verse saying, when the king came in to see the guests. Hallelujah. He saw a man which had not on a wedding garment. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to get yourself right. You got to get yourself in order. Praise God. Hallelujah. The king saw he wasn't ready. He didn't have his wedding garment on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, friend, how came it thou hither, not having a wedding garment. And he was speechless. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to come ready. You got to come the right way. Amen. Hallelujah. Your heart got to be ready. Your heart got to be saying, I'm ready for God. I don't care what happens in my life. I don't care. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I went through, I'm ready. Are you ready today to come to him? Are you ready to be saved? Are you ready to be delivered? Don't turn your heart, amen, against God. Don't come, amen, hallelujah, with a unruly spirit, a rebellious spirit, amen, hallelujah. Many come to see you. Many come to see what happened. Many come, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I come to criticize. I come to find fault. Don't come that way, amen. Come ready. God, I want you. I need you in my life. I've been rebellious a long time, but I want to be saved. Praise God. I want you to help me. I want you to deliver me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to set me free. God is working for you. God is working in your behalf. And he wants you to be saved. He's working in your behalf. And he wants you to be delivered. Cry, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he tells us to cry loud and spare not, but to lift up our voice like a trumpet. I want you to know, amen, there's a wedding going on. The wedding is going on now. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you to come. Praise God. Come. Don't make those excuses. Praise God. God has delivered you. God has made a way for you. God has prepared doors that you can walk in and that you can be blessed. It's up to you now. Amen. It's up to you now. Amen. To come to him. It's up to you now to prepare yourself to meet your God. Oh, I want you to know time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's coming back for ready people. He's coming back for church without a spot of wrinkle or any such blemish. Will you get your heart right? Will you get your life right? Are you ready now to seek the Lord? Are you ready now to turn to him? Don't listen to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the devil. He want to destroy you. He no longer can go to heaven. He's been cast out of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's no longer welcome in the presence of the Father, but you are welcome. Amen. You have a chance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he want to save you. He want to bless you. Why don't you say, Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. I want to be free. I'm tired of doing it my way and not getting the right results. I'm tired of my sins. I'm tired. And I know that there is a God, and I don't want to die and go to hell. Listen, hell is real. Oh, I want you to know, amen, there is a hell. And after you burn and go to hell, you're going to be tossed into a lake of fire. Oh, hallelujah. And that fire is going to burn eternally. Why don't you come on and be saved? Why don't you come and be set free? Why don't you come and be delivered? I want you to know today, amen, God, Jesus loves you, and God is the Father, and he's a good Father. He's your Father. He wants you to be his children. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to love him. He wants you to look to him. Praise God, he wants you to listen to him. Why are you hardening your heart? Why are you turning away? The wrath of God is on the children of disobedience. Oh, I don't want God's wrath to fall upon you. I want you to come to him. I want you to be saved. I want you to come and seek him now while you have a chance. Hallelujah. While the blood is running warm in your vein, while you have the use of your limbs. Praise God. Hallelujah. While you can hear, while you can walk and talk. Hallelujah. I want you to come to him now. Glory to God. I want you to know he loves you. He wants to come into your life. Hallelujah. He wants to bless you. He wants to do it for you. He wants you to become his child. Oh, don't turn away. Don't keep being rebellious. Don't keep being stubborn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did it for the children of Israel. He blessed them. He blessed their lives. And every time he blessed them, and every time he told them to serve me, I'm the God that you should serve. Praise God. And other nations came, and other people came from other places. Amen. Serving the wicked God, serving the idol God. Amen. Hallelujah. Partying and dancing, having fun. Praise God, hallelujah. It's not a time, amen, to think about having fun all the time. It's not time to think about, hallelujah, partying all the time. But now it's time to get serious. Praise God, hallelujah. The older you get, the more serious you ought to get. Amen, hallelujah. Get off of that Facebook. Get off of that YouTube. Get off of that, hallelujah, chatting. Hallelujah, glory to God. And get to chatting with God. Get on your knees and start talking to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Start walking the floor and calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Many of you are paying attention to the wrong thing. You're excited and laughing and joking, hallelujah, about the wrong thing. You better get serious about God. You better get serious about your soul. You have a soul. And the Bible said the soul that sinned, hallelujah, must die. The Bible said the wages of sin, the pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. God has his gift for you, and he want to give it to you. Hallelujah. Are you ready now to accept his gift? Come on, amen, and accept the gift of God. Hallelujah, because the gift of God is ready for you. Hallelujah, he said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You can have a lot of life. You can live, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, a long time. You don't have to die premature, amen, hallelujah, and before your time. Oh, hallelujah. God will bless you. He'll bless your life. Don't die before even 70. Hallelujah. Many of you won't see, amen, 70 because you're not hearing God, because you're doing the wrong thing. You're putting the wrong things in your body. Oh, hallelujah. But why don't you serve God and let the Holy Ghost come into your body? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost come in and rule, oh, I tell you, you have a blessed body. Oh, hallelujah. When that sickness come, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Put the Holy Ghost in. Let the Holy Ghost come into your body. Let the Holy Ghost reign in your body. God wants to set you free. He want to deliver you. There is hope in God. Oh, you can't, hallelujah, you can't plan and dwell on things that are false. There's a lot of false things. Amen, hallelujah. There's a lot of temporary things. But God lasts. What God give you lasts forever. It's eternal. Praise God, hallelujah. And you can have God in your life, and you can keep him in your life, amen, for the rest of your life. Why don't you come now? Why don't you turn your heart to Jesus? Why don't you say, Lord, I love you, and I want you to come into my life. I believe that you're the Son of God, and you died and rose that I may have life, and I'm going to accept you into my heart. I'm going to believe you now. I'm going to receive you into my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, devil, I denounce you. I don't want you. I'm not listening to you no longer. You've destroyed my life long enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. I paid attention to you long enough. And I don't want to hear you no more. If anytime you come and I know it's you, I'm going to rebuke you. That's what you got to do. You've got to rebuke the devil. Hallelujah. Rebuke him. Tell him, devil, you're a liar. I don't want you here. I don't want to listen to you. I bind you up now. Hallelujah. Go. Leave my presence. Oh, you got to tell him that. And he'll go from you. Hallelujah. And now you lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Thank you for coming into my life. Holy Ghost, I allow you to come. You are welcome to come in. Welcome into your life and into your heart. You that are sick in your body, God is a healer. Hallelujah. In fact, he said, by his stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the enemy say you in pain. Oh, hallelujah. You feel that pain is real. Amen. But you say, devil, I don't want to, hallelujah, I don't want you to control my life. I don't want you to have your way in my body. And I bind you up now. Hallelujah. I believe that by his stripe that I'm healed, and I claim my healing and walk around and say I'm healed. Everywhere you go, you say I'm healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care how much pain, hallelujah, try to hit your body. You talk to that pain and say, pain, you must go now. I put you under the blood of Jesus. Flee the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you now. You have no right. You have no authority. And you rise up from there and start praising God. Rise up from there and start thanking God. And now you that need a financial miracle, God still work miracle. Hallelujah. He still knows how to open the door for you. And he can do it and he will do it. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that need a financial miracle, open that financial door for them now. In the name of Jesus, bless them, God. Send a miracle their way. Send a miracle to their life. Send a miracle to their home. In the name of Jesus, open the financial floodgates and bless them. In the name of Jesus, now, hallelujah, you remember, hallelujah, you got to follow God's system. Pay your tithes, amen, hallelujah, and give offerings, hallelujah, give to God, hallelujah, he's your father, he's your savior, he's your deliverer, amen, hallelujah. Think it not robbery to give to God. Say, God, I'm willing, be a willing servant. Hallelujah, glory to God. God has blessed you. What if God wasn't willing to open, hallelujah, to wake you up this morning? Amen. What if he wasn't willing, hallelujah, to let you open your eyes? Hallelujah, God is willing to do that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if God is willing, you ought to be willing to, amen, to do what he wants you to do. God's system is right. God's system is the right way, and it will cause you to be blessed, and it will cause your life to be blessed. It will cause your family to be blessed. You won't have to worry, praise God, when you follow God's system, when you do it his way. But many of you want to do it your way. You got to do it God's way. Hallelujah. Now meet me tonight. Amen. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Two speakers, one, amen, two guest speakers, one tonight and one Friday night, and then I'll be preaching on Sunday. Amen. Come on out and be blessed. God got a blessing for you with your name on it. Praise God. He's got a miracle for you with your name on it. But you got to come and get it. Come. Let God bless you. Amen. Come on to the house of God. I know the enemy telling you you don't have to go to church. You denounce that spirit and say, devil, you liar. I'm going to God's house. I'm going where I can be blessed. I'm going where I can be delivered. I'm going where I can hear God's word. The devil don't want you to hear God's word. And hallelujah, he wants you to stay away so that you can die and be and your soul be lost like he is. But you rebuke that and say, I'm free. And I'll be free for the rest of my life. God bless you. I love you. And I'll be looking to see you. God is with me, so I keep it.